Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The Girls State High School basketball tournament moves forward to the regional round this weekend. Unfortunately, all three of our Monroe County quintets have been eliminated, but all three ended their seasons with winning records. Gary Sims' Edgewood Mustangs lost its sectional title game to 3A 6th-ranked Indian Creek Saturday night, finishing 15-10 with a sophomore-laden squad who gathered steam after Christmas, won 6 of 8, just a year removed, struggling through a 4-win season. It was the girls' first sectional title game in 8 years.
Man, what we did was, Joe, we did a better job of taking care of the basketball, which means our team kind of settled into a rotation and knowing who was where and so on. Yeah. And defensively, we played a little harder for more possessions. We knew how to position ourselves better. That just comes with experience and coaching and practicing. And I really think that was a big part of winning 6 of the last 8, and the 2 losses were to a very good Bloomington North team and to a very good Indian Creek team.
We'll have part 2 with Gary in our next report coming up later today. Pacers, Houston tonight. Mark Boyle in his pregame at 6:30. Hoosiers at Ohio State. Who's going to win this one? Peacock at 7. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
A group of talented sophomores, Macy Kreider, the Bland Sisters, Allie and Maddie, just to name a few, helping to take Edgewood to its first sectional title game last Saturday night in 8 years. They lost to 6th-ranked 3A powerhouse Indian Creek, but didn't go down without a fight. Edgewood finished 15-10 on the year, and one listing online showed the Mustangs of Gary Sims as the 3rd most improved team by record in the state.
You know, you're going to be in your, 17th year next year, but how pleasing is it when you lay out a blueprint for a young team, and then to see a young team achieve the 15 wins that you did? How rewarding is that for a veteran coach as you peel off these years in your career?
Joe, I appreciate you bringing that up. That's very rewarding to see that happen, that you still got young kids that buy in to what you're doing and trying to teach them and embrace it and know that there's still some things in the old man's book that works.
The head coach of the Edgewood Lady Mustangs, Gary Sims. Pacers on our airwaves tonight from Gainbridge against Houston. Mark Boylan is pregame at 6:30. 2 embattled teams tonight. Hoosiers at Ohio State. Peacock at 7.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.